doctor this morning, Paul Corona. The outline for today's Mass can be found on page 116 in the Breaking Bread book. And our celebrant for this morning's Mass is Father Lawrence Bentline. Our entrance song is the Breaking Bread number 393, Lord of All Hope, Hopefulness. Again, number 393. Please stand.
Thank you. Distinguishes the poor in spirit, and show us how great is the call to serve and to share, that we may one day share in the peace of Christ who offered his life in the service of all. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Reading from the book of Sirach. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice, then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Could anyone refuse mercy to another like himself? Can he seek pardon for his own sins? If one who is but flesh cherishes wrath, who will forgive his sins? Remember your last days. Set enmity aside, remember death and decay, and cease from sin. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor, remember the Most High's covenant, and overlook faults. The word of the Lord.
Slow to anger and rich in compassion.
The Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The word of the Lord.
Sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not even seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. And when he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property. That was in payment for his debts. And at that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full." Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, "Pay back what you owe me." Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But the master refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debts. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgive your brother, your sister from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Painter who wanted to save some cash and decided that, well, he would thin out the paint. So he's painting the barn. Not too much different than that big barn near Sister Anne's home there. He gets up on the ladder, starts to paint, and, well, it begins to rain, wouldn't you know it? And all of the paint that he begins to roll onto the barn begins to just drip off, drain, and dilute. And then he hears a voice from heaven that says, "Repaint. Repaint and thin no more." Repaint and thin no more. Did you get that? Hey, now I know you did. I was going over here to this little gang of, there's a whole gang of six young girls there, right? How was school this week? Good, yeah. Do you have a test yet?
Yes.
Oh, well, we better hear about that, huh? Yeah, and you didn't have a test? Okay. And those who had a test, what was the test on? Religion, okay? And you remember a question on the test? You wouldn't dare forget what was on the test, right? You sure you don't remember? Who's your teacher? Miss Asman, okay. Someone taking notes for me? At my age, I forget. So, okay. And did you study it with your parents? Study the questions? Yeah. And who are your parents? Okay. Do you remember the questions? Maybe the answers too.
around, I'll go on this side. Do any other students go back to school? Have a test? Do you have a test? No test yet? You're in, have a home or somewhere? Okay. And what are you studying?
Communication.
Oh, good.
Might as well talk communication.
And so, what did you learn this week?
The courses. A couple of them ask the business communications.
It's contagious, isn't it? Yes. Well, that's pretty good. Well, so earlier today, before God got up, I think it was, there were a few youngsters straddling through. There's a lot of traffic that goes on here. Starting around 9 p.m., but these young guys were floating around early this morning, and I said to them, well, what are you guys up so early for? I'm tired of sleeping. It's kind of nice weather for sleeping, but at any rate, I said, will you come help me borrow some sunflowers from the neighbor? The neighbor has a lot of sunflowers. We thought we'd thin them out. Kind of like those nice flowers that run up the walkway to Sister Ann's house. Those now you all know, huh? Kind of like that. So anyway, I said, do you remember 9/11? And they said 9/11. One of them said, that's today, isn't it? I said, yeah, that's the day. But, one was 12, and I guess one was 14, and I don't know about the other one. I said, you guys are too young to remember 9/11/01, right? 2001. I said, so let's plant a few of those sunflowers here. So we did that. In memory of those firefighters. Remember the firefighters who took our American flag and put it on a mound? Mound of, they called it a pile, they called it Ground Zero. And there those firefighters in all their regalia, their hats and uniforms, reminded us that we are the United States of America, that we are to be one people. And like that first reading today, like the first reading, we're called to be of service. And without a doubt, from the firefighters to the police chief to the president to everybody in all of the buildings and the three sites where flames were down and used as weapons, people were of service, a service perhaps unmatched. But it was service of lifting up. In fact, there was a chaplain there, Order of Franciscan Minors, OFM, Father Judd. Father Judd, it was reported, said a prayer, use me, God, this day, and let me not get in your way. And he had gone up and down the steps of the towers, the trade towers in New York City. And he, of course, was overcome with smoke and all. They have a beautiful, iconic picture of him with others carrying him after he had suffocated. 4 weeks ago, someone who you probably heard a lot about on the radio or on television was also one of great service and of great forgiveness. And back in 1968, this gal, who we buried about 4 weeks ago, and are mindful of her this day as we are any of the people that have died. Back in November, here we'll be doing some good grief sessions for people who have survived the loss of a loved one. first letter, John says, grieve, but do not grieve as those who have no hope. But this gal, Eleanor Josephus, she had worked with the late Father William Cunningham, who also died of cancer like Eleanor. And Eleanor, in her final week, was at Angela Hospice, that is led by the Felician Sisters, the same order that Sister Kathleen is of St. Thecla School there. And there in that bed, Eleanor Josephus, 79 years old, who helped found Focus Hope, whose purpose was to recognize the beauty and dignity of every person. We pledge intelligent and practical action to overcome poverty, injustice, and racism, and to build a metropolitan community where all people may live in freedom, harmony, trust, and affection. And that's the mission statement. Today, in memory of 9/11 and the thousands who died, the terror that came upon this country, people will gather at Focus Hope on the campus there. And there won't be any speeches. Perhaps none need to be said. But all that needs to be is done with our hands. So people will plant trees and clean up the area in memory of those who gave their lives at Ground Zero. Forgiveness. Today's gospel is about forgiveness, and it's about that servant who really didn't show the same kind of mercy that the master gave him or showed him. The master, of course, is God. And God already gave us God's forgiveness countless times and reminds us how many times to forgive each other. Not seven times, but 70 times seven, which is a metaphor, a similarity for to forgive countless numbers of times. And I'm sure if your experience is anything like mine, you have to wonder, why do I forgive? Why do I forgive again and again? Well, it's because Jesus said so, not because any of us said so, and not because any of us really achieved that reality of forgiving 70 times 7 endlessly, eternally, like the master asked the servants, to constantly give. And to forgive in ways in which we're tired of forgiving, but we still forgive anyway, because God said so. I'm mindful of Nelson Mandela. You know, he was the president of Africa, who spent 25 years in jail only because of a society that somehow couldn't appreciate the dignity and the worth of every human being, regardless of accent or color. And he said, when he bowed out of public life when he was 90 years old, he handed a challenge to the people of Great Britain. He said, "It is now in your hands. It is now in your hands." It was the same man who became president of that country, after 25 years of being imprisoned, largely because he spoke up against those who tried to keep people down. And it was Nelson Mandela who came out of prison, and he was asked by a reporter, "Do you forgive those who kept you caged all this time?" And his response very quickly and spontaneously was, "Well, why not? If I don't forgive, then I will still be in prison. I will still be in prison." Finally, forgiveness, my sisters and brothers, is a hallmark of being a Catholic, being a Christian. And we're all called to repent. Not to repent or repaint. Not to repent like that painter who thins out God's forgiveness meagerly and selfishly, but to forgive generously and always, as our God and the Master invites us. For like the basic principles that inform the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, it's noted every human being is free, equal in dignity and rights. Let's pray, God, this day that all of us will plant forgiveness right where we are, at home with our sons and daughters, with your spouses, parents, with those who work, those who may need it most. But let's begin here with self, where all repenting, where all reforming starts. Because we are believers who profess with our lips and process forgiveness and live it out with our lives, I ask you, do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life? The Holy Catholic Church and the communion of saints? Forgiveness of sins?
I do.
Resurrection of the body.
I do.
Life everlasting.
I do.
My sisters and brothers, this is our faith in God, in whom we are called, proud to profess it with our lips and to walk it, live it with our legs and our limbs. For what else shall we pray this day? All firefighters, and for those who protect us, make us secure, we pray to the Lord. For what else shall we pray?
For the church, that we may recognize that we are God's people in life and in death, and faithfully meditate God's love, mercy, and forgiveness through our lives, we pray to the Lord. For nations and communities in strife, that God will bring an end to violence and chaos in cities and the countryside, and open a pathway for justice and peace to be established for all people, we pray to the Lord. For all who grieve, particularly those who have lost loved ones in the terrorism of 10 years ago, that God will heal their pain, renew their spirits, and give them a new vision for life, we pray to the Lord. For a deepening awareness of how God has forgiven us, that we may recognize our sinfulness and the boundless forgiveness of God that sustains us each day, we pray to the Lord. For the sick, especially those on our parish sick list, that in Christ's presence they may find a source of healing and peace, we pray to the Lord. For the deceased, especially for Rosemary Lamb, Carol Gruber, that they may be welcomed into eternal glory, we pray for the Lord.
God the Father,
hear our prayer.
Hear us, God the Son. Holy Spirit,
hear our prayer.
Mercy on your people.
Number 495.
Each one here bring healing, forgiveness, and salvation to all. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Lift
up your hearts.
We lift up our
hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks to
Christ. Ever living, ever loving God, we do well always and everywhere to stand in your presence, to serve, and to give you thanks. For all things are of your making, all times and seasons obey your laws. Yet you chose to create us in your own wonderful image. You set us over the whole world in all its wonder. You made us stewards and servants of creation to praise you day by day for the marvels of your wisdom and power through Jesus Christ, our Lord of life. And so we praise you with all the angels in their song. Death, he freely accepted, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again, he gave you praise and thanks. He gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, will be shed for you and for all, so that sins will be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. death and resurrection, we offer you, Father, this life-giving bread, this saving cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to be in your presence and serve you. May all of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church throughout the world. Make us grow in love together with Benedict, our Pope, Ellen, our bishop, and all your people everywhere. Remember, Lord, our sisters and brothers everywhere, especially those who are in greatest harm. Remember, too, those who have gone to the rest in the hope of rising in Him. Bring them and all the departed into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us all. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, the martyrs, Saint Claude, our own patron saints, and all the saints. Do your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory, all honor is yours, Almighty Maker, forever and ever. Amen.
But the Lord had that which he received it, who will also say the word of God shall be you.
Communion, let us sing on Union Song number 414.
This Mass was said today for John and Julian DeCloud. Our first annual Fall Festival will take place next Sunday, September the 18th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at St. Thecla Grounds. It'll be fun for the whole family, and at 6 p.m. will be our big parish raffle drawing. At 7 p.m. only, there is a representative in the vestibule after Mass this evening to collect any sold raffle tickets, and he has more available to purchase. Do you have any extra time on your hands? Do you like to talk to people? Then the Faith Formation Center can use your help. We're looking for a few volunteers to work a couple of hours every Tuesday welcoming and assisting people that come for weekly adoration. Contact the center for more information. We are currently registering for our children's faith formation programs. All children in grades 1 through 8 not attending a Catholic school should be registered for classes. Contact the Faith Formation Center. If you've been coming to Mass for a while but are not Catholic, we invite you to look deeper into the Catholic faith. On Monday, September the 19th, we will begin an 8-week series providing an overview of the foundational beliefs and practices of the Catholic faith. All are invited to come. We will be offering a Protecting God's Children workshop at St. Thecla on Tuesday, September the 20th, beginning with dinner at 6 p.m. Please register ahead of time by contacting the Faith Formation Center. A copy of the new Roman Missal changes are on the table in the vestibule of the church. Please see the lantern for the faith sharing questions of the week and for more details on upcoming parish events.
I also want to plan on getting in on the fireside barbecue over here the last Saturday of the month, September the 24th, Saturday the 24th, 7 o'clock. Feel free to come. I'm going to burn that big pile of stuff. It'll probably burn real quick, so you don't want to worry too much, I guess. Speaking of volunteers, I'm just amazed at all the people around here so generously of your time and energy, without any drama and fanfare. People are there serving. People at the school and people here who walk their dogs, just chatting with people. One guy's a builder, and he helped a couple of the volunteers from the school. We have double duty, Thecla's and Claude's helped to get those steps behind the rectory, and there's a whole host of people who are helping to ready the place for rental. And yesterday there were three gals here looking to rent the place. I don't know if you've been in that house next door. Have you been in that house? Yeah. Well, one lady has any. Okay. You know that big house there, it's the biggest house on the compound. It's got 6 suites of rooms. And, there are 3 upstairs with also a private entrance. And my understanding is Father Wilk had built over the garage. His intent was to have a retired priest lease out that space. And then there are 3 other suites in the main rectory. Where the addition was put on. And then there's all kinds of space in the basement along with another office area space. And there are 3 big offices up front. So, there are lots of people I suspect who are going to be vying for that space to lease. There's a big room here that singers are using, and Mark and others. And there's a hall. There's all kinds of space around here. So. It looks like everybody who wants to rent some space, besides some people who are recovering and who have done their 12-step work and rehab work, they're looking for some space, much like at Sacred Heart Roseville, where there are 4 apartments, and they're leased out to people are recovering, who have done their 12-step work, have a job, and are getting on with their life after they had lives of addiction and wolves. So just want to thank all of you for all of your help, you know, even the people that simply move branches that fall from beautiful trees around here, people cleaning out junk and debris. So God knows who we are. So thanks again for your help. Let's pray God's blessing now upon ourselves and our world. Gracious God, we ask you to protect us, help us to protect each other, like all of those on the forefronts and the front lines of security. Bless all of us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
As we are sent forth, let us sing. Sing with all the saints in glory, number 599. Number 599. We'll sing the first, second, and third verses.
Yeah.